Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. With oil prices at about half what they were 6 months ago, the most vulnerable players in the oil business, the hydraulic frackers who brought about the new American oil revolution, so-called, are imploding. If you think that's just their end of the boat sinking, no worries here, think again. They are, or were, the last best hope of continuing the oil bonanza, and they're done. As soon as that fact is so obvious that even faux news has to admit it, this may take a few months, it will dawn on us all that the very same thing is happening to the deep water drillers, the Arctic drillers, and the tar sands ringers. It would have happened at any oil price. The slump has merely brought it on sooner and will force us to face, this year, the reality that we will never again have quite enough cheap oil. That's the meaning of the crash of 2015. Now, about the schedule. Here's what's happened, what's happening, and what's about to happen. In the old news category, and by that I mean news that has happened since January 1st, WBH Energy files for bankruptcy protection, American Eagle Energy suspends all drilling operations, U.S. Steel to close two plants making steel pipe for oil drillers, laying off 750, Dallas Federal Reserve Bank sees job losses of 250,000 in 8 states. That's what we've already reported this year. Now, new news, last couple of days. Resolute Energy, operating in Texas, Utah, and Wyoming, has just borrowed $150 million from the alternative investment group Highbridge Capital at an effective interest rate, after all fees, guarantees, and other ledger domain have been calculated, of as much as 25%. That's not a mistake. 25% interest. It would be bad enough if Resolute had to borrow to keep on drilling, but this loan was taken out for the sole purpose of avoiding default on existing debt, which, if it was negotiated more than 6 months or so ago in the prevailing market, probably cost around 6% interest. Sanchez Energy, after having announced a reduction in its capital spending plans in November, announced a second cut that brings its capital budget down to half what it was expected to be. This was one of several such announcements from around the world, as the oil companies everywhere try to preserve cash by not spending as much on developing new wells. Laracina Energy, operating in the Canadian tar sands with $1.3 billion in equity financing from stock sales and $150 million in four-year notes, just went into default on the notes. It needs another $350 million to continue doing what it's doing. Next step for Laracina is probably liquidation. Now, news that's about to happen. Any notion that this is all a temporary supply-demand correction in the oil business and only in the oil business of a kind that we've seen many times before and that will right itself shortly can most kindly be described as delusional. Here's why. These operators cannot simply shut down their wells and sit on their hands waiting for prices to go back up because they are up to their eyeballs in debt, much of which has to be rolled over every few months or they go out of existence. That is why they will pump oil until they're carried off in nets, because that's the only way they can get any money. That also explains, by the way, why Saudi Arabia will not cut production to boost prices, because it would cost the Saudis more than continuing to sell what they can at low prices. The total amount of debt being carried by the fracking industry right now is double the amount of debt that was involved in subprime mortgages in 2008. The discovery that the 2008 debt was based on fictional assets and non-existent ability to pay brought the economy of the world to its knees. If you believe that the current bubble will not do the same thing when the cost of credit triples, the underlying assets vaporize, for example, the future value of a deposit of oil that cannot now be recovered at a profit, taking with them into the ether the imaginary money that has propped the whole industry up, if you think the same thing will not happen, I have some junk bonds to sell you. Much of the money used to buy the junk bonds and provide the leveraged loans, by that I mean the loans that no one in their right mind would ever grant given the security offered and the demonstrated ability to repay, has itself been borrowed. When the bottom floor of this house of cards collapses, it's not going to leave untouched the top floors. Imaginary money can buy stuff only while it's in motion. When the music stops, you discover that there aren't any chairs in which to find safety. None. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.